This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
Willis.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do? What up?
Oh, there we go. Oh, I hit the wrong one. I'm good. I'm playing hurt today right now.
It's the red button.
I'm struggling.
It says on it.
I'm struggling. Well, I went to hit that, but apparently I didn't hit it hard enough. Yeah, I'm suffering from, I ate some hot chicken, and I'm not doing well right now. I got all kinds of issues. I can't feel my face. I've already had to go deal with it in other ways. Bad things are happening. I went to a hot chicken place today, and I ordered like the medium. Like, right, I ordered a little three-piece tender meal. Right in the middle.
What's the place called?
I think it's Dave's. Dave's Hot Chicken, I believe. Right
well, it's
there.
Right in the name. It says hot.
Well, yeah, but there's like eight levels.
What do you expect?
There's like eight levels. So I ordered the medium. And I'm order 153. 152, on the other hand, ordered the eight. That's the Reaper. And as I was sitting down and putting some honey on my hot chicken and beginning to take my bite, a gentleman apparently approached the counter and said that was not his order. Apparently 152 got the mild. Old 153 here got the Reaper. And so I ate like half a tender, and about 10 to 15 seconds later, I realized after two bites that indeed I had gotten the Reaper, and I'm not okay. It's in my lips, and I can't get rid of it.
So you ate half a chicken tender?
Half a chicken tender.
That's it?
That's it. And it's not sitting well. Why anyone... And by the way, the chicken was phenomenal because once, although it's a little skewed because the medium still felt really hot, and I'm not certain if that's just because of the half of the Reaper tender that I ate, but it was good. It was the nice sauce, and you know, you get some honey on there, and it was delightful. It'd feel even better if I could feel my face, but I can't, and already I've had to go expel part of it. It's not good. Why anyone would order the Reaper, like the highest, it makes no sense to me. I don't know how,
well,
and I like spicy food.
See, you like spicy foods?
Yeah.
So do I.
But not that.
It's like notoriously painfully spicy, right?
It's stupid.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I don't know how people enjoy that.
But I think, now correct me if I'm wrong here, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm no doctor.
Nor am I.
I'm also not a nutritionist.
Nor am I. Hence me eating hot chicken for lunch.
I'm really nothing other than a stupid talk show host.
Well, you're a good golfer.
I can golf, but that's a hobby.
Yeah.
So I know nothing. But isn't, you know, like when you drink, when you first drink, say you're, I don't know, 16.
Yeah.
And you have a cocktail and it hits you hard.
Sure.
Because you don't have a tolerance for
it.
That's the same with spicy foods.
Yeah, but
right?
But I eat spicy food all the time.
Yeah, not that spicy.
Not though. Like that.
Yeah,
no.
See, you can't go straight. That would be like the 16-year-old going straight to a case of beer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
you can't do that.
Or go to the bar and just knocking back a bunch of shots. Like that's not
it's not going to work. You're not ready for that.
No.
And it's the same thing here.
Yeah.
To answer your question, why would anyone eat that? Well, they probably built up, they eat spicier and spicier foods, that's what they need to get the spice.
Well, I am this was like at 1:30 and I'm still sweating. Like it hasn't calmed down. So to that guy.
Reaper.
To that guy that ordered the Reaper tenders, dude, God bless you, sir. Because you're either that or I feel bad for you. I hope you knew what you were doing. He was on the other side of the restaurant.
So what happens? Does he get the Reaper then?
Yeah. They were very apologetic.
So they made him a new Reaper?
They made him a new Reaper.
And you...
And they asked me if I wanted to keep mine, and I politely passed.
You had your little dainty...
I threw mine away.
Medium order?
And I went, and they made me a medium. But, like, as I was sitting there waiting
for the... Did they serve it with training wheels?
That comes on a slice of bread with some pickles.
So they did.
They did. It was a little training wheel meal. I don't feel bad at all. Like, I will not be shamed for what happened with that Reaper tender. If anyone knows, right there on Sunnyside, I challenge anyone. Feel free to go in there and order the Reaper tender, and you eat it, and tell me if you feel good.
Text line makes a great point. It's a good thing it was you. What if it was like an old or a kid that accidentally bit into that?
That's true.
How much would that have ruined their day?
Mm. Yeah, because it's not. It's unbelievably hot. Because there's a difference between spicy. You're like, ooh, that's got a kick to it. You know, your eyes run a little bit. Maybe the nose. You get a little meat sweat. I'm fine with that. But this was entirely different. And again, here we are an hour and a half later, and I still can't feel my lips. So I'm playing hurt today. We're powering through it.
Man, first world problems.
Well, and like I said, if I leave in the middle of a segment, understand what's happening.
No, I get it.
I had to go and already have a pre-show thing, so yeah. Just...
All right. You've already told us that. Thank you. We get it.
What does Joey say? I-5 North or I-5 South?
Yeah. I-5 South, I would imagine.
Yeah. And more importantly, can we talk about your Dahmer glasses?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to need to put a photo on the old Twitter machine.
Yeah, seriously. I told you I was going to wear them. So I was back in Salina, the All-American City,
yeah,
last year. And my dad's old glasses were sitting there. He doesn't wear them anymore. And so I put them on, and I'm like, wow, I can really see well out of these. And they're Dahmer glasses, which, you know... He probably wore these in the 80s.
Yeah.
Well before Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes.
Like, they're very...
He was pre-Dahmer?
Well, he was a preacher.
I was going to say, this
So don't they look like preacher glasses? Very Midwestern...
I thought principal.
Dana Altman type glasses?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that...
That's what they used to be.
You're some sort of educator.
Now, you're a pervert and a murderer if you wear something like this.
Well, when you put them on, you instantly aged at least 10 years, bare minimum. And I made the point where if you were just wearing those glasses, and let's say I saw you, I just stumbled upon something, like I'm walking, and let's say there was a young lady, let's, you know, 12 to 15, and I saw you normally talking to her, I wouldn't think twice about it. Maybe you know her, maybe she's asking directions, no big deal, wouldn't think twice. If I saw you, and I'm not kidding, in those glasses talking to that girl, instantly I'd walk over and ask if she was okay. You become the moment you put those on, you look like a predator. There's nothing threatening about you until you put those glasses on.
So Dahmer ruined it for everyone?
Yes. God forbid you had a blonde mustache.
Has anyone else ruined... So we have the Hitler mustache.
That probably is the number one...
That's the number one thing.
Ruined.
You cannot wear a mustache like that.
No.
Dahmer glasses, does anything else compare?
Oh, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, as far as like one featured characteristic kind of?
One thing.
I don't know.
That somebody just took out of existence because it's so bad now.
Yeah. And yet,
although the Dahmer glasses are pretty popular.
That's the thing, is I guess they're starting to make a resurgence, and which is just creepy. Like, the fact that...
Well, I think people are doing bits, don't you?
Well, that's my theory on it. I think high fashion is all one big bit. But they did that Netflix show, and I think a bunch of hipster douches were like, oh, the Dahmer, let's throw these on and see. No one thinks those look good, but now they're kind of becoming all the rage. But I'm looking over at you, and I just can't... Take you seriously in those things.
Well, you don't take me seriously anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, but now I feel like you're dangerous. I've never once felt that you were a danger to anyone until you wore those.
Ah, so it gives me a little fear cred.
Yeah, like street cred? Like a Michael Douglas falling down thing? Like,
say,
you're going to snap at any moment while wearing those things.
Now that I've put them on, and I've only... there's only two people here. I don't know where everyone is. I assume people still work here, but I don't know.
Yeah.
They're never here.
No.
So I've run into two people, you and Ryan Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it's kind of fun to just wear them and see what people say.
And wait for
and
the
reaction. Don't say anything.
And then lean into being creepy with them. Because you also gave us a couple looks.
Yeah. Well, when I brought up the fact that instantly if I saw you talking to a lady, you would become a threat, you did this weird come hither finger thing, you know, come here.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what,
here. It
sent shivers down my spine. Shivers. It was really,
hey, little girly.
It was really, really, really uncomfortable. Have you ever seen The Lovely Bones?
No.
You need
maybe?
To, yeah. It's no. it's a,
is that
really,
a movie?
Yeah. It's Mark Wahlberg. It's a really good book. And then they made it into a okay movie. Look up The Killer from Lovely Bones. And it was really giving me those sort of vibes. Because that's his whole thing, is he lures young girls back to his murder shed. And it just when you did the little come hither thing, it just really made my skin crawl.
I see that there. He's got the same type of glasses.
Yes.
Same age, maybe. Some facial hair.
Yeah, God, at least you have a beard.
Balding.
Because the beard, at least it's not a mustache. Because, you know, Sprague has a mustache now.
Oh, does he? All right.
I didn't realize that.
I saw today.
I haven't seen those guys forever.
Yeah, I saw today on.
Actually, that's not true. I saw him at a meeting not too long ago. Before that, I hadn't seen him for 2 years.
Yeah, he did one of the little Facebook live posts, you know, about their show.
Facebook? We have Facebook?
Or not Facebook, Instagram. Actually, we do have Facebook. I think it goes on both.
Do we have Insta?
Yeah, we got both.
Do we have
both.
TikTok?
Yeah, we got everything.
Is the fan on TikTok?
That I don't know.
I don't know if we are yet. My guess is we will be.
But we do have Twitter. We do have Instagram. We do have Facebook. And Sprague grew like a full-on predator stash. And if you had the mustache and those glasses, you're 100% killing someone. You're that guy from the Lovely
Well,
Bones.
I'm keeping the glasses. So when I shave my beard and I just roll with the stash, you know how it is. Sometimes you just look in the mirror and you're like, you know what? I'm going to shave today.
Yeah.
I'll put them on and I'll do a whole bit for you.
It's just very unsettling. That's all I can say. It's unsettling.
I tell you what, I see great out of them. My dad and I have the same, even from, like, dude, these are from maybe even the 70s.
Yeah.
These are like 40 or 50 years old.
You could probably get a pretty penny down on Hawthorne for those bad boys.
But they work great.
Go into a hipster shop and.
Maybe these are my new glasses.
You're just going to roll with that?
Yeah.
Is that normal that you can wear the same prescription as like your parents or children, even if it's 50 years old? Because that's kind of wild.
I mean, I would imagine it's.
Like, is that pretty common?
Hereditary?
I mean, I would imagine eyesight is in general, but for it to be so. Much
similar.
Of a match that doesn't give you headaches or anything like that is pretty crazy.
Pretty similar. Feeling pretty good about myself.
Boy, I don't know.
Unlike your red butt over there.
It's a lot going. I'm dealing with a lot today between me being uncomfortable by you.
And your co-host turning into a serial killer right before your eyes with just one pair of glasses.
There's a lot happening right now. A lot.
All
somehow we press on.
Well, Dewey, I've got a poll question today.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll bring us back to some sense of normalcy.
Well, it's about sports. Do you like sports at all?
Yeah, I like to sports from time to time.
Opening day, two sleeps.
Yeah.
Two sleeps.
Let's go. Bullish on the Mariners.
Should the Pac-12 now jump at San Diego State? I'm seeing that out there.
One of the shows that I follow out of Salt Lake, their sources today said that the San Diego State informed the Big 12 that they are accepting the Pac-12's offer and they will not be interested in Big 12 expansion.
Who said that?
It's called the Monty Show. It's a talk show out of Salt Lake.
Monty?
I don't know. The host, Monty. It's the Monty Show.
I don't know if I buy what Monty's selling.
No. I follow him, and he's, like I said, it's a sports show.
I mean, I have no reason not to believe him, but I like to be skeptical.
I follow him sometimes because he's actually pretty dialed in with Utah and BYU stuff. So I follow him for that, and he's been on, I think he has some sources connected to the Pac-12 because of the Utah connection, and then the BYU thing would make sense in the Big 12. I mean, at this point, anything you hear, realize that you're hearing everything secondhand, and it's all rumor and conjecture until something happens, but... he had that today on his show. He went with San Diego State is
Monty
is accepting the Pac-12's offer, and they're just waiting for the TV deal to actually be sorted out.
We're going to make you feel a little old here.
Mm-hmm.
This might make you sound a little old.
Okay.
But a couple of texters are saying that Sprague's mustache was a filter on Instagram. You know, you can
deep
do that.
Deepfake Sprague.
Oh, well, thank God.
You know how you do that? I mean, I don't know how to do that. Yeah. I don't have an account.
Yeah, but I know there's filters. Yeah, it makes sense because I don't think he can grow facial hair, which when I saw it, I was actually kind of surprised because it was a thick mustache.
Yeah.
And he seems like the type that, no offense, but...
Yeah, he can't grow
it. I don't think he can grow a mustache, but okay.
So it was a filter.
It was a filter.
On the gram.
Why would you... All right, well... Well, I don't understand.
It's the kids. Yeah. It's the kids.
Some of us just grow real mustaches, but I... You know.
There is that. Some of us pack heat and grow a real mustache.
That's right.
You little bitch.
Yeah, maybe he's got hormone deficiencies. I don't know.
All right. I was just kidding. Poll question next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.